This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey folks, we're here. It's on the last day of CES 2012, and I'm in the Sony booth. And I'll be quite honest with you. I picked up a new camera they have. I held it up to my eye, and I said an expletive. Basically, I swore because I couldn't believe what I was viewing. It was that amazing. We'll talk about that here in a moment.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
Hey folks, we're here at Sony with Eldeen, and I tell you, when I walked up here, and I, you know, Wesley was telling me that the SLT A77V had an OLED display. I was like, okay. So I kind of turned it around. I was looking at the back of it, and I'm like, well, what's special? And you tell me, go look for the viewfinder. And if we could get that on camera.
We can try.
Oh, yeah. It would be, wow. Well, anyway, and tell us about this new camera.
All right, so basically this is a follow-up to our already successful launch of translucent mirror technology cameras. You know, last year we launched the A33 and the A55. Translucent mirror cameras for the first time in the market. A55 won camera of the year because of this technology. And what that really means is that the mirror in a traditional camera, when you expose for an image, light comes through, it bounces up onto the mirror, goes into your viewfinder, and then in, you know, sub $1,000 cameras, they typically penta mirror viewfinders. So it kind of looks like a little bit of a tunnel vision, not as big image. And then to step up to a really good camera, you need to go to like a pentaprism camera. And those are typically $1,200, $1,300 and above. With the translucent mirror technology, light doesn't, you know, bounce off and hit the mirror to come up to your eye. It passes directly through the non-moving mirror. The translucent mirror allows light to pass right through and then expose to the back sensor. What that allows us to do is to put in a, you know, our newest technology, an OLED viewfinder, which is, you know, continuous live view. So you can either look on the LCD screen or through the viewfinder, whether you're shooting fast action or even shooting video. So most DSLRs, you shoot video, the mirror moves up out of the way, you can't see the viewfinder. With ours, because the mirror doesn't have to move, you can see that viewfinder. So we felt that we should put the absolute best viewfinder that we could into the camera, you know, to basically rival any of the pentaprism viewfinders that are on the market.
It doesn't rival. I'm going to be serious. It's just like, yeah. It's space. It's like way ahead. It was awesome. So, okay, great viewfinder.
Yep.
You can see a lot of stuff. I mean, it looks like a jet cockpit heads-up display. That's how much stuff was in there. Yep. And, of course, you can see when you apply filters, and you can see the change. So tell me, what else about the camera is fantastic? I know you're up to, I think, 24 megs on this?
Yeah, this is the first time that the 24.6 megapixels have ever been put onto an APS-C size sensor. So it's the highest resolution that you can get on an APS-C size DSLR, which is what most DSLRs are in the market. This camera will also shoot up to 12 frames per second with continuous autofocus using the phase detection autofocus system. So it's one of the fastest autofocus systems in the world, and then it's continuous. There's no moving parts with the mirror moving out of the way, so the camera can continually focus. If let's say, for instance, you're shooting a sport and you have somebody running flat out towards you, this camera will fire off 12 frames a second, and you'll get that critical moment that you're looking for, and it'll always be in focus.
I currently have a camera from a different manufacturer, and I will tell you this, when you put it in HD movie view, it's not the same. And then when you're shooting, the frame rate's not the same, obviously, as well. And here's the shocking thing. The price point of this is very close to the price point of what I paid for the other camera just not that long ago. Right. So after this break from this sponsor message, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about price point and availability. Get your credit cards out. I haven't had seen anything at the show this year that I immediately said I'm going to go and put on pre-order, and this will probably be the first product I'll immediately, well, actually it's available in limited quantities, but I'll probably put this on order immediately. So we'll be right back with after this sponsor message.
You know, the one thing about all this CES coverage is we need to figure out how we pay for things. And of course, we have great sponsors such as GoDaddy. Of course, they have some great hosting plans on the 4GH service. Of Geekazine is one of those that has some hosting plans on there. A lot of my websites are on GoDaddy.com. 4GH, 99% uptime. They have price plans starting at $499 to $9.99 a month. So it's actually very affordable, but we're going to even make it more affordable for you so you can see the power of GoDaddy and their 4GH hosting. Simply use that code CES2 at checkout, and you're going to get yourself 25%. Now, the best part about this is if you have another code out there and you want to use that code and then use CES2, and you'll get another additional 25% off. So you can't go wrong on that, and also works with SSL certificates. So go over to GoDaddy.com, check it out, and, of course, that helps with TPN.TV coverage.
So tell me, how much is it going to set us back, and what's the availability? And I know there's a couple of different models, so go ahead and tell us about that.
Right, so we have a couple of different models. We announced late last year, and we had limited shipping. So we have the A65, which goes for $1,000, and that comes with a kit lens, an 18-55 kit lens. The difference between that one is it's only 10 frames only. Only 10 frames a second, but it's still far more than double.
A lot. Yeah, more double, faster, twice as fast as what I have currently.
Right, it's double than any other competitive right. camera in the market, and that one goes for $1,000. And then we have the A77, which comes with a non-lens kit and a lens. If you buy it in the lens kit, you get this beautiful 16-50 f/2.8 constant aperture lens, which is really after I started shooting with this, I couldn't put it down. It's a phenomenal lens to shoot with. Those price points are around $1,300 with the body only and around $1,800 with the body and lens kit.
From what I see, just in handling it here for about the last 10 minutes, well worth the price. This is a fantastic camera. Another great product from Sony, and congratulations on Camera of the Year Awards, of course.
Yep.
And a lot more things coming in the future. We'll have more information or more stuff here at CES 2012. My name is Todd Cochran with Geek News Central, part of the Tech Podcast Network.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.